Great news, everyone. Fictional Reality is now able to offer a discount at checkout for an awesome virtual tabletop program that we have used for years, even before the podcast began. It's called Arkenforge. We have mentioned it time and time again on the show for its easy-to-use map-making, ambience and sound effect integration, and even its campaign tracking aspects. And now we can really spread the love to you. Use keyword FICREAL, that's FICREAL, at checkout and save yourself some gold. At arkenforge.com, they offer a 30-day free trial and have deals on bundles happening all the time. Treat yourself and your players to some high-quality audio visuals, whether you're in the deep dark dungeon, sloshing your way through slimy sewers, visiting bustling city streets, sailing the high seas, cruising a neon metropolis, navigating the stars, or surviving the wasteland. You can make fiction a reality with Arkenforge. So don't hesitate to go see for yourself, and remember to use keyword FICREAL before checking out, and tell them Brackish and Haplo sent you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Brackish and Haplo's Fictional Reality. I'm Haplo of Samsara, assassin to the stars.
And I'm the bruiser Brackish Kemp. How's everybody doing today?
Not bad, not bad. With us is the purple gorilla, Harold Corbett. How is Harold today?
Man, it's been a pretty good day. It wasn't as hectic of work as it is as it was yesterday. My boss is on break, and that means I have to take care of Slack.
Oh, I was going to say
That means I'm on break, too.
I thought you were going to say, the mice will play.
Yeah, right?
Not the case, huh?
No.
You're doing more work than ever.
His job is to make sure that everything works. My job is to make sure that he makes sure everything works.
Okay.
So, I'm not gone.
Middleman.
Yeah, my job is now make sure everything works.
I'm going on break. See you in 2 weeks. Where did he go? Did he go anywhere special? Let's talk about your boss for a while. No. Scratch that. That's no good.
Yeah, no.
Mercury's in retrograde. Did you know that?
Yeah. That was, we were at the office. Somebody had brought it up, and so I've been using it as an excuse now. And at the table, somebody said something. I was like, well, you know, Mercury is in retrograde. He's like, what does that mean? And I was like, Google it. So he Googled it, and the first comment to come up is like this half page write up about how, for the third and last time in, like, I don't know, in the planet's life or something like that, Mercury has gone into retrograde. And it's like, you'll probably hear people,
retrograde.
I can't. I didn't go this far into it.
I like that song.
Right after that, it says, so you'll probably hear people going on about how that's why everything's going wrong.
I think my best guess as to what retrograde means is like it's moving farther away now from our planet. It was coming closer. It was at its apex, and now it's moving away, like farther away. That would be my guess.
That's what I thought at first until it said for its last time. And so like, oh. Is that screen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's third and final time. So like, yeah, it's fucking gone soon.
I just like the trap song Mercury Retrograde by Ghostmane.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Ask me if I give a fuck about a click, hey.
We could ask the Google machine to find that for me.
Oh, man.
Next time, on Brackish and Haplo.
Yeah, Haplo.
I gotta say, it's a fucking good song. It's a trap-ass shit, dude.
Haplo finds new music.
my work's been getting all ready to head out, so there's that.
Yeah. Mr. Traveling Man.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Bought a new book, too, the new Feywild Adventure for D&D, so I'm pretty excited about that, too.
Nice.
Been reading it a lot.
What is?
The new campaign book.
For D&D.
The something
they put out so many fucking books.
Yeah, the Fae and the... I can't remember. Something about Witch Lake.
Witch Fae okay. Carnival rides.
I thought it was something like the Magic the Gathering source books that they
put
out.
It definitely is like hovering around the Feywild and all that stuff, though. It's pretty cool.
It's the Bitch Tick. Witch Extravaganza.
The Bitch Witch yeah. Extravaganza.
Well, that's a little good segue to talking about what's coming up. So in the new year, we're going to start jazzing this up right now, but in the new year, Brackish here is going to have a little campaign setting with this book that he just bought.
Yeah, studying up, going to try and keep to the rules as written quite a bit on that one.
Nice.
Given our fans that whole aspect that we never give them, but I'm sure we can still experience. Make it fun and cool as ever, so yeah.
But we were thinking of making an actual party for those episodes, no? Is that what you're
thinking? Yeah. I was thinking I wanted at least three others, so.
Is this the invite?
You were so against 5e, weren't you? Like, you don't like 5e.
So,
not against it, but it's not your favorite edition.
Exactly. Like, yeah. It's okay. It's good for the exposure that it's given, you know, tabletop games.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't like a couple of things with it, but that's just because I played 3.5 in, like... Objectively, that's the better system for like getting a game out.
Right. You feel grittier playing that one, or do you feel like it's just a good interpretation of life? If you were in a fantasy,
it is a better interpretation of life.
Cool.
Mm. In the fantasy realm.
Nah.
Okay. To me, yeah.
It's obviously, a better that's not a realistic good... fictional game than
yes.
The other. I was being sassy.
Well, I mean, you can be as sassy as you want. You're playing a realistic fictional game right now.
I guess. I'm starring in it, for fuck's sakes, right?
Yeah, sure.
Starring is a strong word.
I play in a 5e game, so I wouldn't be against it. I need to learn the rules anyway, you know? Shit.
Sorry, I'm co-starring? Can I do that?
Harold is the star here. Harold can have it.
Oh, wait until I make you guys let me run you through a 3.5 game. Then I'll show you how good of a DM I really can be.
Well, we might as well
start. I'm not fucking around. Like, I'm not joking. No. Like, no. This is gritty horror stuff. Like, 3.5 is, like, my baby, dude. I love it so much. Like, sure, it's got some distasteful shit. I don't use that shit.
Yeah.
Also, we're okay with most of that shit. I'm assuming
the distasteful stuff game, is I'm like okay the, with it. It's like the Asian stuff is the, oh, what people really find.
Maybe I spoke too soon. The Asian stuff.
Well, it's not like specifically racist, but it's stereotypical stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It like tells you to use a real
no
accent.
No, I like it because it's got a lot of neat like archetypes for characters.
Okay.
Yeah, not stereotypes, archetypes. Man. See?
Archetypes.
Keywords.
That's legally how you get around that. Yeah.
Like it doesn't have like how 5e has the bird people.
Aarakocra.
It doesn't have those specifically, but it has where you can be a character and choose one of like it's like a like choosing your totem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as a barbarian, just you know, you're choosing what kind of fucking animal you want to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well. I want to talk about the Crasse Oubliette for a few minutes too. I want to pump the tires on that one. Get people geared up for that. We're making another podcast, a different one.
Yeah,
totally different.
Totally unprofessional version. No.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the thing. Like, I don't feel like we're super like professional guys.
Yeah.
So the Crasse Oubliette.
Ironically.
Yeah, the Crasse Oubliette is like, oh hey. That's a name that means you don't have to be fucking super professional. You can curse, you can spit. I don't care.
Yeah, it's the triple X rated version.
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily triple X.
Maybe let's just go with like a single X, maybe double X.
I mean, I can't. Well, I don't think I could get Ice Cube or fucking Vin Diesel. Like, I don't think I could get either one of them. Come on. Yeah.
It's like my my moonshine jug has three X's on it. That kind of triple X.
I think with Vin Diesel, you just have to convince him that you're part of the family, and he'll come right out.
Okay, meme lord.
You want a car?
I'm excited as shit for that. Yeah. Like, seriously.
So what do you feel?
Yeah,
like?
So why don't you describe it a little bit? Yeah. What do you got coming down the pipe for that one? What are we doing? What's the whole point?
the whole point is that I like you guys a lot. Obviously.
All right. Yeah.
You're pretty cool, I guess.
Yep.
but I feel like
love your hair.
Playing games all the time can get a little boring. So I like to talk and play games, and I figure you guys like to talk and play games too.
Yeah,
we like talking more than playing
our
games.
3-hour games turn into 5-hour bullshit sessions. Yeah.
like stitching.
Still proper gaming though, but then add on the bullshit.
Yeah, kind of try to structure that into a podcast, and that's basically what we're going for.
But with special guests.
Yeah, yes. So we're gonna do like we're doing what 3 episodes per turnaround. And one is us talking about.
You can call it a season.
A season, okay. So, and we're going to do 4 a year.
Yeah, 4 seasons a year, just like normal Mother Nature.
Our first episode is us picking the game, deciding who's running it, all that kind of fancy jazz.
Talking about why the hell you'd want to, run it.
Yeah, because
why the hell we'd want to play it.
I'd even play a game that we all don't like just to, you know, try it out and discover it. So our first episode is going to be us talking about that. The second one is going to be having them on, getting them to talk about their input and what they have to do with this game. Yes. And then one of us is going to run a game for them of their game.
Yeah, caveat there is you might get onto our shtick there. Whoever's going to be hosting the game is also going to be hosting the other 2 episodes.
So, like that?
Get you used to your host, at least.
I'm going to keep turning Chad. Mute him.
So what games do you have decided upon?
Yeah, we have a couple of games. We have all the games slotted for this year. Not quite all the guests, but I figure we've got a year to...
We got a year
to get the last guest at the very least.
To stalk them, find out where they live, leave a note on their door saying,
play or pay.
Age that car accident where one of us saves their life.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I have a podcast.
Being a tourist and like save them from falling down a well when you push them.
Yeah. Think nothing of it.
In jail again.
I have a podcast you could be on that would make it up to me. That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did to
the games that we have slated so far for this year. So far, we're not doing them yet, but the games we have slated so far for this year is Rupture RPG. Just hit the Kickstarter. That's really cool.
Yeah.
They got 20% in their first 48 hours, which is not too bad.
Coming out from nothing, right? Yeah. Like they worked for
absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. None of them are like famous or been a part of another game.
Yeah. Indie as fuck.
Yeah, indie is fun.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I keep on tweeting that out there. Like, get out there and support these guys. Like, they're doing what everybody, maybe doesn't have the balls to do.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot. And you got to support that or don't expect it, right? So, yeah, everybody needs to get out there. Drop a dollar. Like, whatever. Just go and show some support. It's a new indie game.
I think all 3 of us are backers.
Yeah, could disappear if, you didn't back it.
Yeah. And it'd be a shame because Exploding 12 System is... fucking pretty cool.
Yeah, I've had a blast with it. I know a lot of people have had a blast with it, but it is
you guys had a good short amount of time.
You got to take that. Yeah, we did it at Gen Con, but it's a short amount of time that you've got to have that all developed, dialed in, and then get it to Kickstarter, which maybe is on them, but they wanted to carry that momentum through, and I think they did. So it's get out there and show some support to a new game because it might be one you love one day, right?
Yeah, I mean, fuck, I love it because it's honestly, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, it is. But
I love it because I met you, Diggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without it, where would you be? Right? Yeah. Right? Just back in Colorado and baked.
It's funny because you were the very first person of that community that I had met, and I'm like, I'm not. easy to just jump into meeting new people.
Oh, be honest. The guy who sent me a fucking non-solicited message.
Hey, I'm much better, you know, once I say a few words.
Fuck it, man. I love unsolicited messages. That's how I got most of our guests.
Yeah, you messaged me first being like, you awake? You want to watch anime with me?
For sure.
Who the fuck are you?
So I have this thing where I get drunk some nights and just stream anime on Discord.
It's a good time.
Yeah. So, yeah, that first game, how we met these two guys.
Yeah, these clowns.
Second game, this might not be the order, but we know for sure that Rupture is going to be the first game.
And I mean, we're getting Outbreak Undead on there, which you're going to hear tonight for the fourth time.
I think we're on fourth time.
This is episode four.
Yeah, because we did the train run, and then we've done three of these, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I guess that's technically seven then. Yeah.
Yeah, getting in there. Eh?
Because we did the two episodes to create these characters.
Oh, that's right. Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
That's like two seasons of the Crassload Delight right there.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about the guy we have for Outbreak Undead.
Yeah.
No names yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's good call.
We're still stalking them at this point.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I got their license. Yeah, I got their license plate number though, so that's a bonus.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, good old Google Maps.
Their routines and stuff like.
Hey, I got a buddy that still works at the DMV until we do this.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Then he gets fired.
And so we need an all post bulletin.
Third game being. Go ahead. What are you going to keep going on that joke?
That's
you. The third game is D&D. Everybody knows and loves, but you already stalked this prey, right? And you already found who's going to be involved in that. And that's
I'm really excited for this.
I think we could hint in saying
no
that.
No spoilers.
You want to just a little one. He's involved. He's involved with
He's involved heavily in a part of the game.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's Harold. Heavily in a part of the game.
Yeah, I can't hold back. It's Harold.
Yeah. No, you have to. You can't tell anybody. That's how it is.
And then the final game is one that you actually just picked up, isn't it?
Yeah, I grabbed a book while we were at Gen Con, and it's Vault 111.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I found another actual play podcast to learn, but they were heavy storytelling, so I didn't absorb the mechanics, but I am reading and doing and stuff, so it's
that
pretty
book's
simple.
Like having your own arm bracelet that you get in that game.
Yeah, that is true.
What's that bracelet called?
The Pip-Boy.
Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it makes me want to just go.
When you were opening it, my mind was going to like those screens.
Yes.
Like when you slow down and see all the like spots you can hit for head, limbs and stuff like that. Yeah.
So you have to be a vault dweller to start with one of those. So I feel like you'll want to be a vault dweller. I mean, it's not to say you wouldn't come across one, but I just love the idea of playing a long campaign on that one too. So
for
this podcast, I feel like I think I'm going to do an arc at least.
Hell
for sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run the Feywild to the death. I want to finish that book. So.
Yeah, cool. That would be a long running one. I think we'd be if we can nail down a team.
Yeah, go through it and like I don't know. It can be, right. Or it can't be.
I guess that's the same.
I'll drop one little spoiler. Like no, I won't. No, I won't do it.
All right.
Well,
to
mention the name of that last game. It is the Fallout, the role playing game, the 2D20 one.
Yes,
from Modiphius.
Modiphius. And I'm super excited for that one too. There's some cool crafting, and that's why I want to play a campaign and not an arc alone. But we'll have to do more than just a little bit. That's for sure.
But that's our year. We might have some episodes in between here or there, depending on who wants to do what. Mm-hmm. I'm working on some side episodes for doing streaming, and I think it's going to be pretty cool. Because, I mean, it's a TTRPG-focused podcast, or at least channel the overarching thing. But I just met maybe my second player for my like random games.
Cool.
And I think it's gonna be cool. I focus. I'm okay with telling this one. I'm gonna be running games for like video game streamers. Nobody big yet. I guess huge. Some of them are kind of big, but I mean,
tell them about Val Kilmer.
Yeah, right. Actually, funny fucking thing about Val Kilmer. Did you know that that guy can't talk anymore?
Yeah, he had throat cancer.
Yeah, can't talk. Did you know that they recreated his voice so that he can act in movies now?
Oh, because I watched a movie and he's like, he's got the voice. I think it's him talking.
Yeah.
He's got to do that raspy shake.
But they recreated his voice to dub over his fucking lines.
Oh, I watched a movie where it definitely wasn't.
Yeah. Well, that's probably recent. Yeah. But they just got that done a couple months ago, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's his life, sick. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's a documentary, though, isn't it?
No, that is actually narrated by his son.
Oh, okay.
So it's a mockumentary.
Right after the release. Mocking him.
Joke. Yeah.
Mockumentary.
I'm just kidding.
Mm. But, dude, fucking Kilmer Batman again? Come on.
Sexiest Batman of all time. Hands down.
I don't know about that.
It's the only Batman suit with nipples, isn't it?
No.
That was Clooney,
that's Keaton,
I thought.
Keaton?
I thought it was Clooney.
Val Kilmer had it too. Michael Keaton was up there, but Val Kilmer's definitely sexiest Batman.
So what are you guys drinking on tonight?
Well, I'm stocking on my same old favorite. Everybody knows.
No, you mentioned a whiskey.
Yeah, 12-year-old.
12-year-old what?
Sucking on it? Okay, never mind.
Gibson?
Sucking on my favorite stock stick.
You're sucking on your 12-year-old.
Whoa. Two birds, fucking kids. That's
two strikes, Haplo. Two fucking strikes.
Oh, is that
you're out of here.
Comes in. Is that where you're gonna get in a fight later?
I'm so mad. Yeah, Jesus. No, that's getting dark. No.
Yeah. My bad.
I hardly ever molest children. I just want to go on record saying that.
I hardly ever.
Do you not condone the molestation of children?
No.
You're not. Of not.
You got to really, really.
Use your brain. Use your brain.
We are not the Catholic Church.
We want to try and do a recap of this game just to get us back on the rails here. Last game we started as we had already just arrived at the hospital. That's where we ended the first round.
We had made it into the hospital and we're coming
through
up
a can down the hall. Being very scared.
That was two episodes. But the last time when we started, you had made it into the hospital through the booby traps. And you had encountered some zombies in the cafeteria and had backed up into the stairwell where you heard a buzzing.
Yeah, we ran then from little zombies
that buzzing,
to a monster.
Yeah, how did that buzzing turn out for you guys?
It was bees.
I knew it.
You did call it. You
actually
called
right
it
away. You're like, you hear buzzing. Chad's like, bees.
What pitch was the buzzing exactly? Wood bees for sure.
It actually sounds like.
Did you guys figure out what the fuck wood bees were?
I
remember talking
shit
to Chad being like, I've never heard of a fucking wood bee before.
Carpenter bee, guys.
Yeah, you would be. Oh, I see. It's a fictional name for an actual bee. Would be is a carpenter bee.
Yes, a would be is a carpenter.
Okay.
Hmm. The same thing.
Yeah. Never heard of either of them, actually.
They're huge and they don't really sting. They just bite.
Yeah, I found that out.
Yeah.
It caused me serious fucking rage, man.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I'm pretty sure we don't have those up here, but but maybe we do. Yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe, yeah.
But in game, oh yes, we did. So after Brackish was getting bit, he was getting some rage on. We found ourselves fighting tooth and nail to get away from this thing, even though it kept gaining on us.
Yeah.
On us.
It was couldn't faster get away and stronger. Yeah. And rolling better.
Yeah. And that was a boss fight. Like you said, you rolled for a boss fight in the middle of this pursuit that could have very well just been like that.
I rolled for a boss fight at the very end of that last
scene.
The second episode.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. It turned out being
1%, right?
I rolled a 1.
So it was super bad.
Yeah, super duper bad. So I brought out the biggest, baddest guy I knew.
Wow, really? That's all you got? I'm just kidding.
No.
I've so to say
we were
anything.
We were right to run.
Yeah,
we were right probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to fight a zombie infested with bees. Like, it's just hard to fight.
Yeah, you just get overwhelmed, right? Yeah, you get overwhelmed.
Neither one of you had shotguns.
Yeah, that would have been the way to go, I guess. You tried to splat him with
your
axe.
I used to have a shotgun, but I chose the fucking AR over it.
Yeah, you did.
You dick. So, you dick, Harold. No.
You're the dick.
I guess I am in this case. Yeah, fuck.
So as we failed...
You got to choose one item from your dead bodies.
That's true.
And you chose a multi-tool.
That's true. We thought we would need it. That did come in handy.
Actually save our lives. So yeah. I was able to break into that door and hide behind it. So that's what it is. It chased us around the corner. You found a flight of stairs, but as we were going to the stairs, it fucking got you. It grabbed you.
Yeah.
It
bit you or slashed you and took your arm right off.
I feel like it bit me, right? It bit me down halfway down the top half of my arm. And
it was the bottom of your arm.
It was also like at the elbow. Kind of,
yeah,
okay.
It was at your forearms where it bit, and okay. Then you ripped away from it,
right?
And it tore off at your elbow.
Okay, and I remember rolling to where,
yeah, one arm.
Cool, so yeah,
and I got its attention. What did I do to get its attention? Was I just yelling at it?
Just yelling at it,
yeah. And then it chased me up the stairs, and I got some good rolls finally,
yeah. Because the reason it was chasing you is because Haplo, after he ripped off his arm. Understandably,
yeah,
passed out
like a bitch,
like a bitch.
Yeah, and I got upstairs, and I got a multiple flights of stairs, and unlocked the door. And then instead of running through and getting it to keep chasing me, I pulled the door and hid behind it. And right then, my fucking rage kicked in. And so to bypass me doing something stupid, I was biting down on my finger, but I bit too hard and actually took my own fucking pinky right off. just shaking in a rage, but I was able to stay quiet, and this thing got through. I let the door close, and it seemed to walk away because I watched it for a bit, and then I ran back down to dying Haplo. And I think I asked you, I'm like, how long does he have? And you're like, minutes. I was like, oh my God. So, yeah, tied him up, did some medicing. Some
not great medicing.
And I should be, because I am a great medic, but I fucked that right up. So then to get an advantage, I picked him up and was looking for a room that might aid me in my ability to heal him. And then as we were walking down the hallway, Happel starts to pass out, and he has this whole lapse. It goes back in time, and we played out us meeting at his house to discuss the bad thing that apparently I did, even though I thoroughly blame him for it. Yeah, we have a back and forth there. Nobody's willing to accept this. Yeah,
yeah, we definitely did a couple.
We
of,
ended the world.
Flashbacks. I thought that was a super good idea.
Yeah, it was. Haplo, awesome to jump into that. I just bit on as soon as you did it. I'm like, yes, that's fucking good idea. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the producer, yo. That's why I'm the producer.
This shit is scripted, though. It's not, and that's why it's 100%. Listen to it. Listen to it fully. You can tell, like, we're excited. We're there in the moment. Yeah. And I don't write shit if I don't have to.
Yeah. That's what we have the recordings for, right?
So, that's where we're at.
Not quite. So you definitely did get him stable. Let's say that word. Stable.
Stable.
He's not bleeding.
All together now.
Yeah.
Stable.
Stable.
So am I like, ha 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 ha?
You did definitely get him stable, and you drug him into the floor that you guys had just left, that the zombie bee guy had chased you through, and he is above you now. In the floor above you, but you're still down here on the third floor. But you are currently looking through the hallways to try to find some gear to try to heal Haplo. Right now, you currently have him tied to your back as like a backpack, and you are now cut up.
All right.
So here's your transition now.
Well, why are we waiting? Why don't we just get into it? Why don't we just get into another fucking episode of Outbreak Undead? Why don't we?
Do you want a minute to calm down? Or...
No, I'm fine. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Totally professional podcast.
Yep. Totally professional podcast. So, without further ado,
adieu.
Harold.
Hey, I thought you weren't French.
Huh? I'm Canadian. We're all French.
Just talking shit. But yes, so we start back up, and you have searched a few of the rooms, and you didn't really find a whole lot. You found the bed sheet to tie the dying Haplo to your back so you could search a little bit easier.
Yep.
And he is conscious now, so he will be able to help you with your rolls. But you have two more search rolls on this floor before the floor is wiped and empty. You're currently looking for stuff to help heal Haplo. So probably first aid kits, tourniquets, something better than the shirt that you ripped up to tie his arm off.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what I'm going to continue to do. I've got him on my back. Just stop crying. Stop crying.
Oh, yeah, no, let's start this out actually with more like resist pain.
How about more like I shit my pants down your back?
Okay, we'll start this again. I just wanted to do that.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good, though.
Don't worry, brother. I've got you. Like, oh, now I'm. Yeah, no. I'm not a wrestler.
Haplo, can you do me a resist pain?
A resist pain. Okay, here we go. We're gonna use these. Gonna use these lovely shiny Gen Con dice. Don't worry, Harold. Yours are in the mail starting tomorrow.
remember, add your 3d6.
Oh yeah, difficulty dice. Okay.
Both speed and strength.
Okay.
Oh, this is difficulty because he is in massive pain.
Oh, that's right. These are bad.
Ma. Yes. 68 total.
Oh, super not good. You are howling, crying, and you probably did shit yourself.
What? On a 60?
His resist pain is a 22.
Oh, three levels of
failure,
Chad.
Four.
Okay.
Four.
Yeah, because it was a 68.
So
we'll start it off just like that. But I'm just don't cry, buddy. I'm gonna get you help. I'll move forwards as much as I need to and just take another look again. You know, keep your eyes peeled. We're looking for medication, painkillers, first aid kits. I'm like giving him an elbow, like get your shit together.
Getting you all worked up here as I shit down your back. I'm going to.
There's no stay. Shit. There's no fucking shit. I'll throw you on the ground. You want to play this game?
He's tied to you.
Okay, okay. So am I passed out or am I awake? Like, is that...
You are awake.
Okay, I'm
you
conscious.
You are awake. You're just in an immense amount of pain.
You're conscious. So am I rolling?
And you're carrying me fireman style, if you will, or like strapped like a backpack.
No, like on my back, maybe occasionally over my shoulder.
Yeah. Okay,
no, well, backpack style, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll, like, if he's busy helping me in this, all I can try and actually do is try and keep my wits about me and, like, use my vision backwards to try and keep an eye on.
Like, I'll get to the center
on.
Of a couple of rooms and turn so you're facing some and I'm facing some.
Yeah, and I'll just try and keep my eye out if I'm... Am I really that immobile, I guess? Hey, all these failures are really just putting me out, so...
You lost a lot of blood.
Yeah. Yeah, you are fairly immobile.
Okay, so yeah, I'm just trying to keep our back.
Let's get some search rolls. You can only help him.
I've got a 28.
28, that is one success so far. Okay. Haplo, you're rolling against a search 45.
45. What's it?
And with your extra three dice, yeah.
Oh, what's this? Nope, that's not what I was thought it was. 60 plus the 60
yep,
plus.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. 60.
Yeah, you can't add failures.
67.
So you
one level
do
of success though, right?
You do have one level of success. What would you like to find? And I'll tell you if you could find that.
I only get one thing.
You do get one thing.
Can I burn a competency to get another?
You could, or you could burn a competency to get a better thing.
Okay, well, I am, I guess, one that I know I'd probably be able to get with that success would be a medical kit.
No. You could not get a medical kit with one success. With two successes, you could get a medical kit.
Excuse me.
With one success, you'd probably be able to find some bandages.
Here I am, maybe spending my goddamn competency points on him again.
So is, yes, that one?
I will do that. Yeah, I will spend one competency point to help out my friend.
Yeah, remember, still in a mild amount of pain as well. Because you are missing a finger, and you've got some bruised ribs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you got
is
whaled
that a
on.
Lasting thing? Does that last for a second?
Yeah, until you heal it. Until you heal it, or I think it's like a week.
So, okay, this medical... did I find a medical kit?
You did find a medical kit.
Okay, in this, is there only enough stuff for me to heal Haplo? You know what? I'm just going to focus on healing Haplo first. Using all of my medical knowledge and like a dog,
so you found a medical kit capacity 20.
Okay.
So every time you use it, you add a depletion.
Okay. I want to, I guess, use a couple of uses probably on him, I imagine. Hey.
Okay. So let's do your first aid roll. And this one will be a plus 2.
47 on the dice.
Okay, 33 is your pass. So you do not pass this first roll. By the way, since you found it in your first or second of search rolls, are you dragging him into the room to do this? And like closing the door and like barricading it?
Yeah, I'll close the door, and then if it has a handle that I can like slide my hammer through or something that would keep that latch from opening, I would give that a shot.
Yeah, because they'll open towards the outside, so yeah.
Perfect. So yeah, I'll leverage my hammer in there so that it can't be ripped back open. And then
first aid failed. Can I get a resist pain?
From him or
just
him?
Just for him?
Or me?
Yep, just for him. Yep. And remember, it gets a 22.
22? Brutal. 86.
Screaming out.
These guys.
Okay, is there a fucking... Is there like a wooden... dowel or anything round or anything that I can get him to bite down on in this room?
Don't stick anything in my mouth. I'll bust my teeth.
You can't talk right now. You
could use the sock that you tried to set on fire for a smoke.
No, not the sock. No,
yeah.
Give him the sock, Pinky. Bite down on this.
You're Pinky.
No, okay. I'll avoid that, and I'm just going to try and heal him again.
You could definitely put something in his mouth, though.
Okay, yeah. Like, if there was anything like a wooden dowel, I know sometimes they have some of that shit in like survival kits and medikits and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, there'd be something to bite down on.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll just be like, shut up, bite down on this.
and then
attempt to heal him again.
Okay.
Come on. Oh, 006.
Nice. So that was against a 35. So you got 2 degrees of success.
I'll drink to that.
So with your 2 degrees of success, you would be able to
reattach his arm. Did we bring it?
2d6.
That's true. My arm is in the hallway for sure. It's still in the
hallway. Your arm is in the hallway. So roll 2d6 for me, please.
With bees in it.
It's a 3 and a 4.
3 and a 4. So you successfully healed 2 of his injuries on his compound arm separation. It's not a word.
We discussed that it was his offhand arm, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's important.
Yep.
Very. Yes.
Okay. So how does he look? How is he?
I'm very pale.
He is fairly pale. But also, Haplo, you can take off 2 of your difficulties because you are starting to regain some of your blood because of reasons that are not apparent to you or anyone else currently. Let's just be as vague as I can possibly be right now.
Okay. Yeah. I guess. Well, now I want to be like Medicaid. Can I do an investigation on the healing?
Well, for the viewers and listeners, it's because, you know, he's a clone.
Yeah, super cellular regeneration.
What?
Yeah, semi.
Semi super yeah. cellular regeneration. Semi
superior. He's at least getting blood back fast.
Okay.
You gave him some orange juice and a cookie.
Yeah, that's what I like, Nutri-Grain bars and stuff in a medical kit, right? Like,
no.
Yeah, there are. I have them. I literally have them. There's like crackers and shit. Yeah, there is. It's for diabetics and stuff like that. Don't fuck with me. I'm a safety officer.
Okay. Some more metagame knowledge. Sure. Yeah. There's some cookies.
He really forces it. Yeah. No. Anyway. So yeah. Do I feel like what is his? I don't know what to call it.
Can't ask that. But you healed two of his compounding issues on his severed arm.
All right, soldier, come on. Like, focus. Look at me here. Are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good. Let's go. I'm watching you.
Slow down. Do you even realize what happened?
Yeah. Of course I do.
Hey, I think I was wrong. I don't think we're invincible.
Fuck. That can't be true. I know a lot of things.
How's your pain? How's your pain? Like, can I ask that in game, I guess?
Yeah, it hurts.
Getting better?
Fuck. Well, I'm not a pussy. It's good. I'm good. And I like feel like I would just be out of it, dazed and a bit drunk, if you will, I'm in and out. The pain is surging through me. Where
you lost quite a bit of blood, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm starting to think, I'm like, we've got the door locked shut here. We are trapped in here. Yeah, but no one knows we're here at the moment. Maybe we take a little bit here. Just keep your fucking mouth shut. No more crying.
You're right. We can't stay. No more crying. Yeah.
And then maybe I'll try to use the medikit on him again. I don't know if I can help him recover anymore at this moment.
How much time goes by when he does those things? Like 15 minutes?
That took about an hour.
Okay, so that's quite a bit of time. If I'm out of it as such, like what really can I do otherwise? Can I stand on my feet by now or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you are fairly okay in that.
So out of the three varying degrees of being effed up, we got you back to one. Is that right?
Well, I had three difficulty dice added, so I'm down to one difficulty dice.
So. So what does that do to your life, though? You know what I mean? Like, so is that your life points back as well?
For the player, not the character, yes. He did regain two of his lost three health points. Right.
Okay.
So in my
well,
state,
I mean, yeah. You tell me. You I'm just are, trying to figure out. Yeah,
you guys
game.
Are both now at one HP loss.
Okay, and just shit, because I wanted to use the kit on myself, but you tell me in character if you think we should go or not. I'm starting to rummage back through the kit, just to give you a heads up on what I'm thinking I would do, Haplo.
Sure.
You see me bend over and start rummaging through the kit again with my hand kind of bleeding and shit.
Okay. As you have finished up with me, I'm getting back on my feet again. I'm definitely expressing that I don't feel safe in sticking around in any one place for very long, and we've already been here for too long.
Do you think healing my finger would take an hour as well, Harold? Is that kind of just like a goat? Yeah. Just give me a few minutes here. Yeah, and I start bandaging up my hand.
At least
trying to get out. You see me like putting it around the gun, but it hurts. And then I'm like dressing it again and trying it again, trying to get comfortable with the AR.
Yeah, I pick up my sword, and you can hear it just like ever so slightly dragging across the floor as I make my way to the door. And I put my ear up against the door. I'm kind of slouching, and I'm holding my side or holding my stub, if you will. And
I think you think you're more hurt than you are, like game wise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
Not quite that hurt.
Okay, yeah. So I can literally walk around, do shit?
Yeah. Yay, for the most part, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still going to have a difficulty when you go to do anything.
Okay. Like climbing a tree?
Well, that's a little bit more difficulty, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I start working on my hand, though, in the moment. Yeah,
but for your player knowledge, you are you don't feel as though you've lost as much blood as you have.
Okay.
So you're not quite as groggy anymore at the end of this healing session.
Okay.
But you're still in a bit of fucking pain.
Yeah.
Not as much as having to roll resist pains to do stuff now.
Okay. Okay.
But like if you're gonna try to push open an arm with your nub,
yeah.
Fucking probably.
So the nub has been sealed, if you will. The nub has been treated.
It hasn't been sealed. It
hasn't been sealed, so I'm still kind of
been
oozing.
Bandaged.
Okay, so I'm still oozing, I'm still leaving a trail, if you will.
No. Like it's a good bandage, but it's not like being cauterized or anything to like actually start the healing process.
Okay. So
it's just bandaged.
All right, I get to my feet then. My sword, find that, make sure I've, got that in hand. And I still feel like after a strong battle like that, I'm a little fatigued, right? It's still dragging across the floor. He can hear that as he's rubbing into his bag, doing his thing. I'll put my ear up to the door, make sure there's nothing on the other side straight away since we've been here for so long.
Immediately.
Listen, please.
Spot listen, eh? Spot listen, mate. Oh, you got a second. Come on. Oh, I like that. 004
wow,
plus a
D6. Wow, nice.
So 6%.
6%, you just passed over 4 degrees of success. So you have 3 degrees of success.
So what's that to say that I can hear?
You would be able to hear if there were anything in the hallway, but luckily for you, there is nothing in the hallway. What you do hear, though, is you do hear him lumbering around upstairs still.
Oh, I can hear that.
You wouldn't be able to hear the buzzing through the floor, but you can definitely hear him stomping around.
Okay.
Tearing
okay.
shit up.
Does it sound with those successes that he is right over top of us or possibly just in the distance, like just faintly?
With your successes, you would be able to hear that he is probably as far away from the stairwell as he could be.
Okay. And we already knew how many levels. There was quite many levels to this building.
It's 10.
10, okay.
And we know you were on technically 3, right?
Okay, so as I learn this information, I kind of look over to Brackish, see he's probably bandaging his hand in the moment. Safe to say.
Do I got
to
roll?
No, you don't have to roll for that. You didn't actually take an injury from that. You just bit your fucking pinky off and chewed it up.
I'll walk up behind him as he's finishing up or whatever, and I put my stub on his shoulder. Thanks, bud. I couldn't have survived without you. Look at that. Yeah. Look at that job. You're better than ever.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time healing up wounds and shit in Iraq there, so I'm good to go. Hey, man, I'm looking for any of these canisters like this. Like, I show them... my hammer's fucking limp. It's dead, man. I need one of these cartridges, something this size. You see this thing? Take look around, see if you find one.
Gonna grab it. All right, I'll keep my eyes open. The type of room that we're in is quite obviously an office space.
No.
No.
Actually,
what?
You are in what would be like a psych ward.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's a pretty big area then, this room?
This room is about like 30 feet by 20 feet, yeah.
Okay, pretty decent. And the type of stuff that are in here is like cabinets and gurneys
There's
some stuff. What do my elf eyes see? Just like looking about this room.
You have better than average human eyes.
Yeah, it's
when you start looking around through cupboards and shit like that. Yeah, then too.
Roll for a search, Brackish. You cannot because you've already expended your search for this area.
Oh,
yeah. So, Haplo, what is your search?
Taking in this little canister that he's shown me. Okay, I guess we can take some time.
You roll it against a 45 with your 2d10 plus 1d6.
Yep. Before I get into the search, just expressing that, do you hear him above us in the next level? He might be in a prime position. We can jet past him and get up a few more levels here, trying to get those fuckers at the top. You know, like what do you want to stay in the stairwell and go from there? Or like,
I broke the tool, avoiding him. I had to pick the lock up there and hold it. I got nothing to break in. Maybe keep an eye out for some keys and shit too.
Okay. All right. So I'm going. I'll take.
They were key locks, or were they key card?
They
must have been key locks, hey? Because I was picking them?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you weren't picking the locks. You were picking the like, plunger.
Latch? Okay.
All right. So as I go about my search, looking in every drawer, every cabinet space for keys and or canisters, I got a 66 plus one.
You fail.
How many degrees?
You fail.
How many degrees?
That is 2 degrees of failure.
2 degrees. Finishing up. There's not a lot here left over. I mean, I found a bunch of fucking paper and maybe, you know, a few pens and shit. I hope maybe you can get handy. Maybe you can get all MacGyver on some shit. I don't know. And then you could.
I don't think we're in the right spot for this. We need like a fucking surgery or something like that. You know, like, did you see any signs in that hallway? And I'll like, because he like. Did you hear anything out there?
I was pretty out. Well, outside the doors, no. I think the coast is clear for now. But I mean,
all right.
I was pretty out of it otherwise.
I'll pull my hammer out
again.
Yeah. And open the door. And I'm just gonna look both ways down the hallways. Is there one of those signs that would like direct us? You know, like it'd be like surgery, emergency, shit like that.
Yes, but you notice. That when you open the door, there's actually, it's right in front of you, a bunch of little cards with arrows pointing in certain ways, but you don't see anything that says surgery or medical. You just see psych and doctor.
Well, looks like it's a bit of a mental ward up on this level. Did we notice on our, like, because we were on the second level for a time, or did we bypass that? We bypassed one. Wait, we searched a couple
yeah.
of rooms.
Yeah,
but
you
then
bypassed
we...
the second level to go yeah. up to the third.
Okay. Well, if who knows? We got what, like 6 more levels above us? I mean,
all right. Just know this thing is just a big fucking weight now, right now. I won't be exploding any zombies.
The doors in the stairwell, did they give us indication as to what level? Kind of alluded to what?
Not in the stairwell.
Okay, so we'd have to really enter a little bit to see what was what.
Mm,
but from what we've gathered,
maybe not. But I'm not going to tell you what you have to do.
Okay, no worries. Brackish, I mean, we could explore this level, or we could go up. What do you think?
No, let's get up there. I hate the feeling that thing might come back down here looking for us.
No shit. So okay, we'll skip the next level. We'll be as quiet as fuck, and we'll get up to the sixth or seventh we're looking at now.
Yeah. Yeah. As we get to those doors to go up to the stairwell, I'm gonna tell you to wait a minute.
Fifth. Okay.
So like as soon as we get to the doors, I'm like, just wait here a second, and like I'll open the door and just gonna kick his arm down the stairs a little bit. So he doesn't have to look at it.
Big puddle of blood.
I'm holding my katana full time now, always in hand.
Okay, and so I need you guys to roll a stealth while you're passing his door.
Well, this should be easy for us both to pass.
Still one difficulty, right?
Yes. That is actually for both of you.
Ooh,
right. I didn't mention it to you earlier.
33.
Oh, 35.
3 and 35.
I don't feel like that's
your
enough for me.
Stealth is a 56 haplo, so you definitely pass by 2. And your stealth is a 33, Brackish.
Oh, what? I tied it? Is that a win?
That is a win.
Wow! Nice.
So as you're going up past him, you hear a brushing on the door. Haplo puts his arm on your shoulder. He's like, wait. And then you hear walking past the door.
There you go.
Like that.
I'm just kidding.
And after he passes, you proceed up the door.
Yeah, we're going past the door.
Yeah, up the stairs.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't want to deal with that fucking thing.
You don't want to deal with it.
You were sleeping most of the time. Whatever, let's go.
You have a really twisted sense of reality, don't you?
Okay, the fifth floor.
Does the door have a window in it?
It does.
Okay, looking out there, I'm going to look for those same, I feel like they were silver worded things that would tell me what's on that floor.
Sure, silver, whatever. Yeah. so go ahead and roll a spot listen.
Apo, take a look at this. You see those things?
You want 52. Me to? You want me to roll it as well then?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
I got 52, and I know that's not good.
I got 16.
Ooh.
That is good. So you failed your spot by one, Brackish, and happily you passed it by three. So you don't hear it, but happily you hear it. You hear the door at the ground floor open.
The door at the ground floor open. Like just from down the stairwell, just hear it. Like,
yep, at the bottom of the stairwell. But not quite like that, just it creaks open.
Okay.
But looking in, you see that this is the pediatric ward.
Okay. Looking in, seeing that, a turn to Brackish. I don't think this is... Well, I mean, they could have some supplies for us here, but...
What is it?
It's a pediatric ward, this one.
Oh, I'm not fucking dealing with any fucking kids, man. Jesus.
Could you imagine, like, zombie babies? I don't think I want to get into that right now.
No. Next floor.
Next floor it is. Okay. But I also heard, you know, take a listen down. I kind of point down and let him point his ear down the stairwell. Somebody...
He doesn't point his ear, but he looks over the edge. He sees some shuffling on the bottom. Yeah.
See? Somebody just fucking came in the stairwell. Another fucking zombie, no doubt.
I wish I was back in the army, man. At least we'd have some fucking grenades or something. Yeah. We better move.
Let's do it.
And I'll start heading up, hodding up the stairs. Come on with me there.
Let me take
lend me a hand, will you?
I don't have any more to spare. You gotta let me go first, though. If I can, if I can stealth in front and scout a little bit, I'm.
You know, you're right. You've been a little bit more. I can't think of the term for you seeing more than me.
I have my
observant,
uses.
A little bit more observant than me. Go for it.
All right.
And I'll like keep looking my six down as we go around stairwells and stuff to make sure nothing's coming up behind us. Got the AR-15 ready to rock.
My katana just almost like arm out and backwards, ready for a full on strike as I creep my way up the next set of stairs.
Okay, one more stealth. He is still in earshot.
Ah, these dice don't. Oh, it's stuck. No way.
What?
What?
I don't think those Gen Con dice are the right ones for that.
No, they're a little bit too big, eh? No, yeah. Way, it's legit stuck. Oh.
Throw a small one through the other side and ram it down into it. Or deal with it later. That's also...
Put your dick in.
There we go. Yeah, the dick worked.
Had to go all the way to the bottom, though, you know what I mean?
Balls deep, if you will.
Okay, I don't want to burden this. We're moving here. Where are we at?
Oh, shitty. Okay, 72 plus 6, 78.
I got a 37, and I know that's not a fucking pass either.
Yeah, because your stealth is 33. So that was quite a bit of failure for... No, actually, that's... 1 degree of failure for Brackish and 2 degrees of failure for Haplo. So why did you guys fail this stealth?
I feel as though... Are you
walking through the puddle of blood?
I was thinking blood or I was thinking debris. One of the two.
You trip and you fall? Hit something?
Yeah.
One degree, I feel like I'm going backwards and I just hit the butt of my gun against the railing of the stairs.
It goes ping! That makes sense to me. And yeah, for myself, not wanting to be one that slips all the time in my agility, I am thinking that like the same where there's like maybe debris in the way of the stairwell and I try to like get over top of it, but I like misstep and it's something.
You tried to traverse it?
I tried to traverse the debris and the debris lets out an echoing all the same, where it's like ping and tunk, 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 tunk. Sounds good. Echo down the stairwell. I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take another peek over the edge right at that moment.
You still see the thing the shadow moving on the
How fast? Same speed as us? Or?
Yeah, just he's not moving up the stairs so far as you can tell.
Okay.
But you see him moving still. Like, he's not sticking put. But you also start hearing a banging on one of the doors.
Which one of the doors? Like, we have
from
to make
below
it
you.
From below? Okay.
We gotta move, man. We know where we gotta get to. We gotta get up there, but we gotta start keeping our fucking wits that they must know we're headed up to them.
Should we just...
As you say that, you hear over the loudspeakers...
these fuckers.
Hey! What's taking you so long?
I need a fucking...
You coming to say hi or not?
Do I recognize the voice, or does Haplo?
Both of you do.
We recognize
but
it as...
But do I recognize it as Manfred?
You recognize it as Tegan.
Okay. That's your buddy. that's your problem on that fucking intercom right now.
I'm like, wait a second. When did we apply whose problem these people were? I thought they were both of our problem.
Well, like,
as you guys are arguing, though, you hear, what fucking idiots.
God damn it. Let's get
the
fuck...
They can hear us through the loudspeaker? Okay.
So I look at Brackish being like, should we just fucking go for it? Should we just run? Like, fuck these assholes. Like, go up the stairs to the top floor?
I mean, it's not like you're gonna grow a fucking arm back if we take any longer. Yeah, let's fucking go then. Let's go then. Let's move.
I'll let you take the lead, and I'll be, like, one step behind him.
So I'm, like FPS style, running up these stairs now, not really giving a fuck, just trying to get away and get up these stairs.
Okay. So, you can either roll navigation, which isn't great for either of you, or climb, which is about pretty good for both of you.
Okay, climb it is.
Yeah, Brackish has a 43 and Hablo has a 46.
Oh, 10 even. 10 and a 0.
Noise.
How am I beating you at your skills?
I know, right? 88.
That's not great. So you, but that's the thing. That just means you're going slower than you would imagine.
Okay.
So you are still running up the stairs.
Can we insert obstacles up the stairs, and that's why it's taking us slow? Like, just
yeah. Well, maybe
I'm
there's
flying.
No, yeah.
Maybe there's like a lane over crash cart.
Okay. Yeah, I got a master question. When we do these rolls, obviously we're running together. Like, I wouldn't leave him there. So do you, like, average out our two rolls kind of thing? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Especially because as you... Right now, especially, you're working as a team.
Yeah. So I'm just dragging you up.
I imagine you, like, pushing things out of the way, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
like,
that would be the one failure that evens out between
putting,
you guys.
Putting, like, a foot in, and I'm like, we shouldn't have blew up that fucking parkade. And, like, pushing these big pieces of concrete and shit out of the way.
Shouldn't have lost my fucking arm is what we shouldn't have lost. Fuck.
Don't you cry. Don't you fucking cry.
I'm not crying.
Just get your sword ready.
So we're going to keep doing that, moving up. And I guess, are we going to just... We're just going to go for it.
Yeah, okay. So that roll got you guys to the 7th floor out of 10. Okay. Maybe one more roll. Maybe two.
Okay. So roll again.
But that you still hear the banging on the door.
Getting a little more distant?
Yeah, of course. Let's see how badly you fail climbing up these sets of stairs.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 30 even. 3-0 and a 0.
That is one success.
Come on, Haplo.
Mm-hmm. 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 Not as bad. 69.
That is
cool, right?
2 degrees of failure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you so excited?
So you still got one floor to go, and as you were climbing up this latest floor, maybe one of you guys dropped something. Mm-hmm. You guys don't really have a whole lot to drop.
I have a machete. Well, I'm dropping my gun or my bullets.
I feel like
maybe the machete.
I was saying this climbing gear is weighing me down a little bit, maybe. Oh, sorry, he has to drop something, or either of us have to drop something?
We. It's averaged out.
Yeah.
We're working as
a team. It was...
You can drop whatever you want.
Drop whatever I want, eh? I was thinking weapons are better kept, is what I was thinking.
Yeah, you had two ropes. Can you drop a rope?
We also have to get down from this motherfucker.
I know.
So I'm going to hold on to
my... I dropped the machete.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
I don't like close combat in this fucking game anyways.
Hasn't been quite nice to you yet.
No.
Okay, so yeah, you drop that, and as you drop it, you hear the door that was being beat on start to bend. And then you hear over the loudspeaker, "Come on, what's taking you so long?" And then you hear some footsteps at the bottom of the stairs. So now that thing's coming up. One last roll to get you to the top of the building. And, well, don't roll it yet.
No.
Because this one, since you've got to go up one floor and then you're at the top getting out, are you wanting to stealth?
I think so. Give it a try anyways. It hasn't been working well between the two of us.
We could try distraction, maybe. I don't know. Like, I feel like they'd be just the pricks to trap us at the top again,
mm-hmm.
to coax us. I'd like to slow the pace and observe the approach, to say the least.
I mean, that sounds like being stealthy. Doesn't
yeah,
that?
They'd be a stealthy.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know.
I want to slow down and be a little quieter.
Yeah. Well. Maybe. Well, I just like observantly, not even necessarily like, you know, physically moving too close, if you will. I don't know. I don't know what skills he's thinking at any given time.
Well, your stealth is 56. Well, your climb is 46.
My climb is 46. Sorry.
And your stealth is 56.
Oh, okay.
And my stealth is
Your stealth is 33. Yeah. And your climb is 43.
Maybe I'm thinking almost like, look, man, I'm pretty fucking hurt here. Like, let me go ahead just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not too much. And maybe I can see what the fuck these guys are up to. Just to, more or less getting at, like, if I can approach a little stealthier, you're not too far behind, like, maybe, like, that landing space, if you will. Bottom of the landing. I go to the top, see if they're gonna have another trap for us. If I die... I don't think, you know, I don't know. I'm just grasping at straws a little bit here, I think.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Or we just stick together and we go for it.
You go ahead. I mean, I'll heal you. I got a medic kit, right?
Okay. I'll tell them, like, just wait at this landing and I'll go up to the door and I'll inspect the door and the landing and stuff before I even touch anything.
And I'm going to look through the window on this floor. If I'm going to stay there, I might as well look inside.
Yeah, spot listens from both of you.
Oh.
For fuck's sakes. This is brutal, man. 96.
Fucking 30 fucking 5. Oh, wait. My spot listen's better than 33, isn't it? 35,
your
I got.
Spot listen is 33.
Ow. I got 35.
one failure. And then damn near. No. No, for a spot, yeah, that's a critical failure for Haplo. So, Haplo, how do you critically fail a stealth? A spot listen on a door.
On a door. I feel like as I
you think was booby-trapped.
That on my approach, I am imagining that the injuries that I've endured and the pain and the blood loss and all that sort of stuff, that it's kind of like almost like a glitchy feeling in my eyes. Like, you know, a human being might endure blurriness in general, but mine has, like, it's swimming, like it's filling with water in front of my eyes, like, because that's quite a bit of failure, right?
Yeah. Do you go have a little dream?
Maybe.
Just pass out.
No passing out in this moment. I just feel like my eyes just feel like they're filling up with water, and I can't see shit. And I go, dude, I can't see, and I'm, like, grasping at, like, looking for the hand railing in this moment, and, like, something's wrong. Something's fucking wrong. And, like, try to
maybe
find
maybe hallucinating
that
a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. Hallucinating a little bit. Maybe, is there a window to this door?
Yes.
Maybe if it's not a hallucination, it's for real. So just seeing something in that window and just, like, getting taken aback because it's so blurry and, like, looking through like a hazy water that I feel like something, freak out a little bit, grab at the railing, trying to find it, and yelling in the stairwell in turn, just like that shock value, just that quick little,
I'm just like, shut the fuck up, and I'll run up behind him, just like, what's going on? Like, kind of trying to shake him and calm him down here. Like, just sit down for a second, and I'll take a look back down the stairs over the railing at that moment. Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna hear the pounding on the door, but you don't see anything.
And then I'll look out the window.
Nothing.
Okay, is it on the roof, or are we still in
the floor? Yes, that is the roof.
Okay, and actually, can we take a little break at this moment?
Yeah.
That seems like a good spot, eh?
All right, we'll take a little break.
That is not a bad spot.
Yeah.
As we're at the top floor, technically.
Top floor, about to enter the roof.
All right. Thank you, viewers. We will be back in about less than 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 30 minutes. No, just kidding. Right away. See you right away.
Awesome. Okay, we'll see y'all soon.
Reserve your family spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault today. Sign up now and prepare for the future.
We're back.
You said I had 30 minutes. No, I'm ready.
Awesome. Well, welcome back as we get into this last level of the tower that Harold has put us in. A lot of strange things going on here. A lot of things to think about.
A lot of tense moments. A lot of ER shit.
ER. I love that fucking show.
Oh, really?
No, my mom did.
I was going to say, like, lots of women do. That's George Clooney, Sexiest Man Alive, 2003.
George Clooney, totally hot-ass Batman. Best Batman ever.
Okay, so, yeah, we were up there, and I had looked down. You said I still hear beating on the door?
Mm-hmm. You still heard beating on the door, and you still heard maybe a couple of footsteps, but they're pretty faint.
Okay. And yeah, I'll look through the door. Look
through the glass, yeah. And in the glass, you didn't see anything.
Yeah, and I thought I did. That's why I was freaking out.
Is it the roof though?
Yes, is the roof access. Oh. So you don't see anything like moving around or anything, but you see straight out onto a graveled roof, and then you see a couple buildings in the distance.
Okay, does this door swing in or out?
Out.
Is it locked? Check it, check it, check it. I check it.
You check it, and it is not locked.
Okay. I'm just going to inspect the door, having already been blown to smithereens. Just looking in the gaps of the edges and the door and the mechanism itself to see if it's been fucked with or if it looks like it's legit.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and roll a search for me real quick. I believe that one's a 33 as well.
Damn it. What did I focus on?
Not that.
Retrograde. Just blame it on retrograde.
Because Mercury's in retrograde. 60-66 on that.
No. As far as you can tell, the door is just fine. Short of the little bit of goo that Mr. Haplo put on it when he touched it with his nub.
Okay, buddy. What do you think? It's unlocked.
would that effect have faded away, if you will, like those failures?
A bit, okay. Yeah.
As I'm like blinking out the blurriness, and I'm like, dude, we gotta. I don't know what the fuck. Okay, yeah, Noah. You better lead the way. I can't rely on my own eyesight right now.
Okay, I move to the side of the door and grab the handle, and just tell him to get out of the way, and I just swing it open.
The door swings open.
Nothing immediately happens.
Nothing immediately happens. You don't.
Okay,
wake
I
up
step
in Valhalla.
Out and just I'm aiming down the barrel of my rifle and just step out both ways. Look left and right down there. Mm-hmm.
Which way do you look first?
Left.
Left.
No, right.
So you look left. You look left, and you don't see anything. But when you look right around the door, you see a walkie-talkie and a loudspeaker. And when the door, when you get out there, you hear,
"You stupid fox!"
Sound like Adam
You Sandler. Think we'd be here waiting for you?
We're not waiting for you. Shit! But you're gonna have to deal with this. You hear an explosion down at the base of the hospital, and then after that, you just hear a bunch of car alarms going off.
Oh fuck!
And you start hearing
the horde.
The horde.
Fuck. As that explosion happens, I'm running over to that walkie-talkie and I grab it and... "Listen, you little fuckers. When we find you, we're going to rip off your heads and shit down your necks. I swear to God, I've already lost one arm. We've already died once."
Hey, but pussy. Yeah.
Like, give me that walkie-talkie and I'll grab it and try and squeal their mic and see if I can hear it squeal. You know how you can squelch somebody on a mic? You hold down the button and push the other button.
But listen for both of you, please.
47. Come on, Haplo. You got to give me something here.
46.
You are 1 point off.
Whoa. What are you going to do, man?
Competency points.
You definitely do hear a squeal. Oh, you could spend a competence point.
Yeah, if I could get a success out of using those now.
Not to mention how ingenuitive that maneuver was.
I just swore at him.
So, you definitely do hear the squeal, but it sounds like it's fairly far away.
Like
after
down?
That, though, no, out. But after that, you hear what sounds like an engine startup. And this is like... you know, echoes of this happening.
Do I know, like, so I thought that, like, the car park was fucking
exploding.
You
don't hear this.
Okay, so I hear this engine start.
Oh,
faint.
You failed your spot listen.
So a faint engine starting up. And
you hear a faint engine starting up and then... and looking in the direction about a mile away, you see a dust cloud start up and head out.
I run up to the parapet on the edge of the building, and I look down, and I go, "Fuck!"
Well, it looks like Brackish and Haplo have a bit of a situation on their hands. With a mass of zombies growing at the base of the hospital and their rivals making a quick getaway, it'll be interesting to hear how they deal with the conundrum. What would you do in their situation? Fight the horde? Or take your chances traversing the rooftops? Be sure to check in often as this pair of nobodies fight to survive the wastes of a not-so-desirable future. At Brackish and Haplo's Fictional Reality, we appreciate all your support. Leave a rate and review where you can to help others hear the podcast. And come say hi sometime by following us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Discord, TikTok, and more. Look for the link tree in the description below. We look forward to seeing how this all plays out, and the gods know we could use the witnesses.
However you've decided to consume our content, whether that be strictly in audio form here on the podcast or experiencing us in full color on our Twitch or YouTube channels, we thank you for supporting the show. Remember to leave a rate and review when you can and come say hi sometime during a live stream. Hit those follow and subscribe buttons and never miss an episode. There's lots to look forward to, and we can't wait to see how it all plays out.